Hello.
Good afternoon. Hi, good afternoon. I'm looking to speak to Kathy Scales.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, my name is Will, and I'm calling on behalf of Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I just wanted to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Go ahead.
Thank you. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we want to make it as quick as possible.
I'm on the cell phone.
Okay, thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Mr. Biden.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino? Thank you very much. May I ask your age? How old are you?
63.
Thank you very much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
That will be very or somewhat liberal?
Very.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Addressing immigration and border security, 0 to 10.
Seven.
Thank you. Reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults.
7 again.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
5.
Thank you. Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
That will be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. The tobacco industry.
50.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
5 of 50.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration or FDA.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
Can I say 80?
Of course.
Okay.
However you feel. Thank you very much. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you Think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
10.
Thank you. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Thank you. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
10.
Thank you. Banning different tobacco products for adults.
10.
Thank you. Regulating marijuana.
5.
Thank you. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 60%. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
10.
No, do you support or oppose?
Oh, support.
That will be strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Support.
That will be strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
That will be much more benefit or somewhat benefit?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Somewhat.
No. The options you have is either should be a top priority, other issues are more important right now.
Other issues, I guess.
Other issues? Thank you very much. Just so you know, we are at 75%. Now I'm going to...
I'm about to get out of the car to go walking. Can someone call me later with the survey?
It's only 25% away from finishing. Maybe 5 minutes at the most. Is that okay?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to need to end this call.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. You have a good
one. Thank you.
Okay, bye.